Beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Chelek Gimel Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Beis, the first page, page Beis in Chelek Gimel. And again, when we go through the notes, we're going to be referring to notes that are in the Madura Chadasha, just so it doesn't get confused. We are beginning with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Afilu mi shetzarech la'acherim, even one who has to come on to other people for their parnasa, im yesh lo ma'at mishalo, if they have a little bit of their own money, tzarech lezareis atzmo l'chabed es ha-shabbos. They have to be mezareis themselves to be mechabed the Shabbos with the extra money that they have, the little money they have. V'lo amru asei shabbat chachol v'al titzarech labrios. And we only said this expression of make your Shabbos like the weekday and don't come on to other people. Except for a person who is in a very dire straits. Therefore, a person has to be very exacting and limiting during the other days in order to be mechabed Shabbos. That's where we're going to stop in the Mechaber for today. And as we go through the Mishabura, we're going to come back to the Mechaber. He'll explain exactly what's going on. But we'll begin with the Mishabura in Sifkot and Aleph. Hine Iker Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos Nisparish Lono Aideh HaNeviim. The Iker Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, of the enjoyment of Shabbos, is learnt out from the Neviim. Kamo Shenamar, like the Pasuk and Navi says, V'karaso L'Shabbos Oneg. There are some poskim who say it's not midivrei neviim, but rather it's daraisa. Shabbos hu bechlal mikrei kodesh. The Shabbos is included in mikrei kodesh. Shenemar uviyom hashvi Shabbos shabbosu mikra kodesh. Umikra kodesh pirshu chazal b'sifra. The sifra explains what it means when you're included in mikra kodesh. Tahainu lekacho ulechavdo b'ksus nikia. That you should make holy and honor the Shabbos with nice clothing. Ula'ango ba'oneg achila u'shasiya. And you should enjoy it with an enjoyment of eating and drinking. V'fligu chazal ma'od b'mitzvah zo. And chazal goes, they go very strong in explaining this mitzvah, how great it is. V'amru, and they said, d'chol ha'ma'aneg es ha'shabbos. Anyone who is having oneg Shabbos, nosim lo nachala b'li mitzarim. He gets a nachala, he gets an inheritance without bounds. V'nitzo mishibul malchios, and he is saved from any shibul malchios, any tzaris that come about by being amongst the goyim. V'zocha avur zeh la'ashiris, and he zocha through oneg Shabbos to become wealthy. Ayin shom od kama ma'amorim b'inyan zeh. And you can look over there for more statements of Chazal on the greatness of oneg Shabbos. Now, before we go right to the Mishabura, I just want to read a couple of notes over here. First of all, note number 3 says, Umisha oneg shalohu lo lechol. Again, the idea is oneg Shabbos is to enjoy Shabbos. So for most people, most of the time, enjoying Shabbos is through achila v'shtia. But if one who enjoys Shabbos by not eating, kegon shemishar sha'ochel yaziklo, he evaluates that if he eats, it's going to be damaging to him. There the Shulchan Aruch will tell us later on, shelo yochel, that he should not eat. V'hosav ha-mishnebura shekimat karov ha-davar le-isser. The Mishnebura says, not only do you not have to eat, but it's kimat an isser to eat. So oneg Shabbos is not be'etzim that it's always oneg Shabbos to eat. If you enjoy it, it's a mitzvah to eat. If you are better off not eating, then the oneg Shabbos is not to eat. And then he says, V'chein achilas chamin, so too by eating hot food on Shabbos, shekosav ha-ramol le-kamon shehi bechlal kovod v'oneg Shabbos, that's certainly included in kovod and oneg Shabbos. V'hosav sham, and he adds on over there, shekola oser le'echo chamin b'Shabbos, anyone who says that you're not allowed to eat hot food on Shabbos, yesh lochu shema apikoros, so you have to be concerned that maybe he's an apikoros. Sherei eino mamin medivrei chachamim, because he doesn't trust in the words of the chachamim, sha'amru, that they said, shemitzvah lechabir ul'aneges ha-shabbos ba'achilos chamim, that we're bedafka, supposed to eat half food on Shabbos, and therefore one who says you're not allowed to, we have to be choshes and apikoros. Mikomokom legabe misha achilos ha-chamim mazikolo. However, for a person who the hot food is not going to be good for him, kosav ha-mishavur sham shemutr lo le'achol ochel tzonen, he also can eat cold food. Again, the same idea, that even though usually it's oneg Shabbos, but if for that particular person, having the hot food is not going to benefit his body, then there's an inyan not to have it. V'chein misha rogil b'shnas ha-tzarayim. So too, one who's used to taking an afternoon nap, the Ramah writes later on, shelo yivatlenu b'shabbos mishum she'oneg hilo. He shouldn't be mavatlen on Shabbos, because that's an oneg for him. He shouldn't sleep too much, because that will lead him to bitul Torah. V'chein hanos ha-nefesh, and so too, a pleasure of the soul, kigon halome Torah v'nena milimudu, one who gets a geshmak out of limud ha-Torah. Rav Nissen Karelet says, shegam hi bichlal oneg Shabbos, that's also included in oneg Shabbos. So that is a discussion of oneg Shabbos. I want to read also note number 4, it's very small. On that which we just said, the schar for one who is ma'anik the Shabbos, we said he's zocha to all these things, that he gets a nachla bli mitzarim and he's safe from shibur malchio. So no longer before he explains with tamadavar kasla beisose b'shem aria buhav shul mida kenegamida. This is measure for measure. Shekevan shemefazer mos letzarach Shabbos below shir. Since he goes above and beyond to spend money for Shabbos, so nosim lo nachla bli shir. So he's zocha to get an inheritance without a measurement. V'kevan shemekabel olav ol Shabbos, and since he accepts upon himself the yoke of Shabbos, ma'avir mimenu ol malchios. So we take off of him the ol of the malchios that we are in. Now we go back to the Mishabura. V'hinei v'geder mitzvazu yeshlosha ma'amari chazal bazeh. So when it comes to defining exactly what Oneg Shabbos is, we find three different statements from Chazal, and he lists all three, and Mishabura is going to explain to us where each one applies and who it applies to. Aleph. Hada amru detzarech la'ango bedogim gidolim. That which Chazal tell us that you have to enjoy Shabbos with large fish, v'roshei shumen, the heads of garlic, v'tavlin shel trodin, and dishes of beets. Sheze hoya machal choshev bizmanehim. These were the choshev dishes in their days. V'chein b'chol mokom u'mokom l'fi minhogo, and so too in every place, according to whatever the minog is, yangu b'macholim u'mashkim ha'chashuvim lohem oneg. They have to have foods and drinks that are choshev to them and considered for them oneg. Ulufishim in astam robne odom ikir inugam babasar v'yayinu mcdonos. And since for most people oneg is considered meat and wine and delicacies, lakach isa besimen reishnun sebeiz the yarbe babasar v'yayinu mcdonos kefil choto. Therefore, on Shabbos, a person should have as much as he's able to of meat, wine, and mcdonos. That's Aleph, that a person should go above and beyond and spend a lot of money on getting all these special delicacies. Category Beis, the Chazal tell us, Hada amru da'afilu dover muot sha'aso l'kavod Shabbos. Even a little bit that you do for kavod Shabbos, kiyei mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. That already is a kiyem of oneg Shabbos. Va'afilu kasa da'harsana. Even kasa da'harsana, what's that? Hainu dagim kitanim mitugonim b'shamnam. This is small fish that are fried in their oil. So that's category two, to be ma'anik Shabbos a little bit with a little bit of small fish. And category three is Gimel. Had Amar Rabbi Akiva. That which Rabbi Akiva says, and the Mechaber quoted it. Asei Shabbat Chachol V'Al Titzarech Labrios. That a person is better to make your Shabbos like a weekday with nothing special, and don't come on to needing from other people. The Chilo Kol Elu Hamarim Hu Beofen Zeh. So how do we answer this three-way theorem? On the one hand, you should go over, above, and beyond. And on the other hand, you should get a little bit more than usual. On the other hand, you should have nothing more than usual. Make it a regular weekday. Who do all these categories apply to? So the Mishabur explains. The Hainu, Leman de Efsherlei Tzarech Lechavdo Kefil Choto. So category Aleph is one who's able to, one who has enough money and is able to mechaved as much as he can. So he should go above and beyond. He's the one who should get the Yayin, the Basar, and the McDonald's. Umisha Shod de Chukalo Bioser, one who's extremely hard in finances. Hainu She'en Lo Rak Mazon Shtei Sudos LeShabbos. All he has is enough money for two Sudos on Shabbos. But there, Amar Rabbi Akiva. There, Rabbi Akiva said, "Asei Shabbat Chachom, make your Shabbos like a weekday. Va'al titzarech labrios, don't come out to the brios. Ve'enu mechuyev lo b'shalosh seudos ve'lo b'kasa d'harsana." That was category Gimel from before. So we mentioned Aleph. Now, category Gimel is one who can only afford to have two seudos. So there, we tap into Rabbi Akiva's statement of don't come out to the brios and have it like a regular weekday. That you always have two seudos. Don't have three seudos. Don't have the special fish. Have nothing extra. Misha Yeshlo Mamon Kide Liknos Mize Mazon Sholosh Sudos Vyoser Mizektas, one who has enough money that he can buy food for three sudos and a little bit more, so Muchuyev Lahotzi Osan al Shabbos, he has to use that extra money for Shabbos, Kidesh Yekayim Sholosh Sudos Vikasa Daharsana. That's category base that he should be able to get three sudos and the extra small fish and go a little above and beyond what he normally does. So those are where the three categories apply. V'hu adin mi she'ein lo klum. So too, someone who has nothing. V'hu mutal ha'kol al atzdaka, and he's totally reliant on charity. Harei ha'gaboy mechuyovim litin lo sholosh seudos v'kasa d'harsana al kol panim. So a person who has absolutely nothing, and the tzedaka is giving him the money, they are mechuyov to give him for three seudos and the kasa d'harsana, so he's better off than someone that has very little, because he has to make his Shabbos like a chol, but a person who has nothing and imamish needs to come out the tzedaka is mechuyov to give him three seudos and the small fish as well. Uba'adam nichbar, and if he's a person, honorable person, akolof v'chvodo, they have to give him according to what he deserves. Ukumoshin is bar biyardeya simin reish nun gimel. V'lo amrinam baze asei shabbat chachol v'al titzarech labrios. And we don't say this other category of make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't come out to the brios. D'lo amrinam hachi elo b'mi shadayin lo nitzarech litol. That is only said by a person that's not taking staka. A person that has barely enough to get by, so then we say, keep your Shabbos like the weekday and don't come out to the brios. But a person who's anyway coming out to the brios, so then they have to give him the next level up, the kasa, the harsana, and the shalosh seudos. Again, one who already got to the point that he has to take from tzedakah, so knows him lo hakol kanal, you have to give him everything that he needs, the three sudos plus the extra fish. In the brackets, he writes in the first wide line, "V'makomo shenohogin agaboyim likboa la'aniim rak shte sudos v'lo asuda shlishis." And in a place where the minhag is, the gaboyim give out only two sudos and not three sudos, lav shapir avdi, they're not doing the right thing. The alko ponim b'mos hakayetz bevada yizoru baze. And at least in the summer, they for sure should be careful to make sure to give him three sudos. V'loze boa shulchan aruch lomar. Now this is going back on before the brackets. We said we don't say asei shabbat chachov adesarach lebrios. That's if you're not taking from tzedakah. But if you're already taking from tzedakah, then they have to give you the higher amount. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is coming to tell us. Even though he's taking the charity, he's taking the tzedakah, but he has a little bit of his own, he has to push himself and save his money and save up money to mechabed and ma'anek the Shabbos properly, since it's possible for him, and he's able to spend some money on that. V'lo sagi b'kaser d'harsana l'chud. It's not enough just to have the kaser d'harsana. V'lo zeh siyim. And that is what the mechaber ends off. And we'll read it in the mechaber in a moment. Di yitzamtzeim b'shar yomim. He should hold back and be very exact in the other days. Mehotza'osa, from his expenses. Kedei she'en nishar lo zeh l'kavod Shabbos. So any money left over could be used for kavod Shabbos. If we just pause for that in a moment and we look in the mechaber again, so we'll see how the Mishnah is understanding the Mechaber. Afilu misha tzarech la'achirim. Even a person who has so little money that he needs to come on to taking money from others, im yeshlo me'at mishlo, if he has a little extra money of his own, tzarech lezareis atzmo l'chaber as a Shabbos. He has to use that money to honor the Shabbos. V'lo amru asei shabbat chachol v'al tzarech labrios. And they didn't say that line of make your Shabbos like the weekday and don't come on to other people. Elo l'misha ashad d'chukulo b'yoser. That's a person who's shod the chukal b'yoser. He has exactly what he needs for two sudas a day, so then he shouldn't come onto the brios to go over and above that, just have that. But now it goes back to the first person who's taking the money from tzedakah, and he has to use his own money to go above and beyond that. On that it says, al kain. Therefore, that person who is even taking from tzedakah, tzarech letzamsin b'shar yomim, he has to be exacting on the other days, kedei l'chabed as a Shabbos, so he can get the extra, the third suda, and the kasa, the harsana, and anything else above that he can get, besides what he's getting from the tzedakah, which is the three sudas and the kasa, the harsana, but he should go above that for kavod Shabbos. That's going to get on a person that's already collecting from tzedakah.
First person is even more than shad d'chukah le'b'yayser.
The first person, meaning the category Aleph?
Category
Aleph, for sure. That goes above and beyond. Right. We're discussing over here in the Mechaber, categories 2 and 3. Correct. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in the second to last line of Sukkot and Aleph, Ayin b'taz v'tosa Shabbos u'shari achronim shekosu. The achronim, all right. The af mi shashod d'chukolo b'yoser. Even one who is very, very exacting and very tight. Do potter midina misuda shlishis v'kasa d'harsana. We just mentioned he's potter from suda shlishis and kasa d'harsana. All he has to have is the regular two sudos. Mikomokom nochon ma'od. It's still very appropriate. Shiyira lehishtada lios alkoponim minakata emtsois. He should do whatever he can possibly to hold back and to bump himself up to category two. The hainu bikiyam shalos suudos v'kasa d'harsana. Even though he can't really afford it, whatever he can do to try to push his way to get the shalos shudos and the extra fish, he should try to do that as best as he can. Now I want to see the bir halacha, the last bir halacha on the page, the ramaskel v'lo amru. A little bit of a summary of what we just said. Says the bir halacha, haynu mitzah say, the mitchilo kosalka daite. In the beginning we were thinking, the masha amru asei shabbat chachol. That which Chazal tell us to make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't come out to other people, is mari banoshim she'enam dechukim kolkach. We thought before we read this halacha that that's talking about someone who's not so dochuk, he's not so impoverished. Va'afilu hachi, even so, his hero, they're warning him, shelo yefazer al oneg Shabbos. Don't spend your money on oneg Shabbos. Kedei shelo yavo ha'idei zelu basof le'etzarech labrios. We thought that that person who has a little bit, don't spend it on oneg Shabbos, because we don't want to risk the chance that you're going to have not enough and you're going to have to come on to the brios. The imkain hachi nami b'inyanenu, so too, lagabi what we're discussing over here, tov yoser shi'etzamtem ve'lo yefazer al oneg Shabbos ha'ma'at shi'yeshlo. We would think that a person should be exacting and he should not spend a little bit that he has on Oneg Shabbos. Kedei shelo yisdadol b'yoso, so he shouldn't become too poor. V'lozeh beir v'omar, and on that the Mechaber is coming to explain. Dehasa mairi l'mi sha'ashad d'chukalo b'yoser. Again, that which we say, make your Shabbos like a weekday, is someone who has exactly what he needs for two sudos a day. Hainu she'ein magielo mimamono ki'im shtei su'udos al Shabbos. All he has enough money for is two su'udos on Shabbos, then don't use anything more. Ve'loze omru demutav she'yase shabato chol kedei shelo yitzarech labrios. Don't come on to taking stucca, just have whatever you have, and therefore, even though your Shabbos can be like a weekday, that's what you should do. Aval be'inyanenu, but l'gabe our topic, she'yesh lo ma'at mishelo lefazer al Shabbos, he has a little bit of his own money that he could spend on Shabbos. Tzarech la'anek Shabbos b'mashi yeshlo. He has to spend that money on Shabbos. V'yiftach b'Hashem she'yitin lo acherim avur zeh. And he should trust in Hashem that Hashem will give him other things because of this. Tehotzah Shabbosos v'yom tov v'chutz m'mezonos ha'katzuvim lo lo'odah mirosh Hashanah. Because as we'll see more later, the money that a person spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov does not count into the cheshbon that is given out on Rosh Hashanah. U'kumo she'amru Chazal. That's a little bit of a summary from the Bi'alacha. Let's go.
Means other people giving
no, I think it means other foods. Okay. Other foods. It just sounds a little funny, but I think that's what it means. Let's go weiter in the Mishtabura, Sivkotan Beis. So again, we said he needs to be Mazaris himself, L'chabir Es HaShabbos. So says the Mishtabura, V'tov li zor shelo yivchos mishnei tavshilin. One should be zoyer not to have less than two cooked dishes on Shabbos. Now, I'm not going to do the note inside, because we're not going to have time for it, but in the note they discuss whether the two dishes are by each suda or by altogether, meaning one at each suda. So they say this the source of this halach, if you look in the Ches and the Shaar Tzion, is the Magen Avraham b'shem HaZohar, and the Zohar himself is the one who says that it's one per suda, it's not two for each suda, even though some understand it that the way, it's two cooked dishes, one per suda on Shabbos. Gam tov sheyochal b'chol su'uda mishalosh su'udos dogim. It's also good to have at each suda of Shabbos to have fish. And in note number 11, he explains the reason for this is based on a bir halacha that we'll see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, that Shabbos bereishis, that every Shabbos that we have, he dugma Shabbos l'asad lavo. That's like the Shabbos we're going to have l'asad lavo in Olam Haba. Shebo yochlu atzadikim misudas levyason. And that's when the tzadikim are going to eat from the big fish that was put away from them. So since Shabbos is like me'ein Olam Haba, and Olam Haba we're going to have the dog of the levyason, so therefore there's an inyan of having fish at every suda on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im lo she'ein na osin lo lefitivo." If unless he's a person that it's not good for him, for his nature, it's not healthy for him to have fish. Osha sonan, or he hates fish. In that case, a person does not have to have fish. V'Shabbos la oneg nitan v'lo letzar. Like we saw before, Shabbos is given to us for oneg, not for tzar. The same way we saw that when we learn later that if a person doesn't have to eat, if it's not going to be oneg for him to eat, certainly to eat fish, if it's not going to be an oneg for you, you don't like fish, or it's not good for your stomach, certainly one would not have to have fish. That would not be considered oneg Shabbos for him. Kidlokamot mesimin reish peches. Like we'll see in more details later on, it's in reish peches. In mochre hadogim miyakrim ashar. Let's say the fish sellers realize that all the Jews are buying fish for Shabbos. So they jack up the prices and they make it very expensive. Nochon l'sakein shelo yiknu dogim eze shabbosos. It's appropriate to make a takana that no one should buy fish for a few weeks. Ad sheyamod hashar al makomo, until they lower the price to the way that it should be. V'hine beber heitev hevi delo yasu takana rakim hosifu hamikach yoser al shlish mikemo shahaya mikedem. The Berheitev says that they should only make this takana, only make this boycott if they raise the price more than a third of what the price was before. Now the reason why that is, if you look at note number 12, B'tam Adavar Kosov Shon, the Berheitev explains, Shal hidden mitzvah tzarech l'shalim ad shlish m'mechir ha-mitzvah atzma. The halach is in general that for hidden mitzvah you have to spend an extra third of the price of the mitzvah. So you want to buy a mehudadik matzah, so there's an inyan to get the better matzah and spend up to a third more. Therefore, there's an inyan to buy the fish even if it's more expensive, unless they go too much, more than a third above the regular price. However, he brings in note number 12 in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who argues, he says, He doesn't agree. He says shekevan sheachilas dagim b'shabbes eina ela hider mitzvah lo mitzvah atzma. The fish itself is not the mitzvah. They have to be mahadir by spending more money. The fish itself is only a hider mitzvah. Im kein yesh lasos takana shelo yiknu afilu mosifu al mikach pachas mishlish. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, no, even if they raise the price a little bit, you can make the boycott, because that which we say a shlish, let's say you're buying an esrog, so the esrog itself is the mitzvah, so to add a little money for the mitzvah, but here the fish itself is not the mitzvah, the mitzvah is Onik Shabbos, so the fish is just a hider in the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, so it's like a hider on a hider, so there you wouldn't have to wait for it to be a shlish, you can make this takana, even if they raise the price a little bit. But back to the Mishabur, the second to last line. Ava ba'ayirabu v'prim migodim kosvu, da'af pachos mishlish yoker yesh lasos takana mishumanim. They say for a different reason you can make the takana even if the price is raised only a little bit. That's in order to help out the poor people who can't even afford that. Od kosav sham. They write further over there, she'em bazem mishum bitul mitzvahs oneg. Making this takana that you shouldn't buy fish for a few weeks, that's not considered a bitul of the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. D'yesh la'aneg ha-shabbos ma'macholam acherim. You can be ma'aneg the Shabbos with many other foods. There's no inyan bedafka. I mean, there is an inyan to have fish, but it mitzar oneg Shabbos. It's not that you have to have fish. You could have any food that you enjoy that gives you oneg, and therefore making this takana would not be considered being mevatel oneg Shabbos. You could have your oneg Shabbos through other foods. In tiknu lesser lecho dogim kama shabosos. If they made this takana to say that a person should not eat, it really means, as we'll see, that you should not buy fish. Kama shabosos. The echod kana mikodem, and a person had the fish in the freezer, he bought it already earlier, mutter, he would be allowed to eat it. But in note 13 he points out, but the imtiknu shagami sheesh lo dogim lo yochlo mishabos. If the takana was not that you shouldn't buy the fish, but you shouldn't eat the fish, even if you have it already, so then the Kav HaChaim writes, just because you have it in the freezer, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. If the takana was not to buy it, but you have it already, then you could eat it. If the takana was, don't even eat it, then avada, even if you have it already, you would not be able to eat it. I'd like to see the Bir Halacha before the one that we saw last time, Divrei Maskil L'Chabed, an interesting shaila he discusses. So we're again on page Beis, Divrei Maskil L'Chabed in the Bir Halacha. V'im yeshlo rak ma'at mo'os. A person only has a little bit of money. Uba sochir litvoa avur pu'loso shegomer lo hayom. Person had a worker. The halacha is you have to pay your worker the day that he finishes his work. So a guy comes to collect his wages and you have a little bit of money. You can either pay your worker or you can use it for oneg Shabbos. Skip the brackets. Nire de tzarech litnam lahapoel kedei l'kaya mashakosu biyomo titen scharo v'lo sovo olav ha-shemesh. It appears, says the Chavos Chaim, that what you have to do is you have to pay your worker. In order to fulfill the pasuk of that day, you should pay him mischar and you shouldn't wait for the sun to set and you should not use oneg Shabbos. This overrides oneg Shabbos. Even though by doing that, you're not going to have anything left for Oneg Shabbos. So that's what you have to do. You have to pay your worker. Another Eitzah says the Bir Halacha. Or you can convince your worker to wait till after Shabbos. So you can use your money you have now for Oneg Shabbos. And you'll pay him when you make your next money after Shabbos. So you only have the chiyuv to pay your worker if he wants to get paid. But if he's mochel, he's okay with it. Then you can use your money for Oneg Shabbos and you can pay him next week. The reason why, if he's not maskim, you have to pay the worker over Oneg Shabbos is because the mitzvah of paying your worker is a mitzvah daraisa. And this idea of Oneg Shabbos, as we started with the karasa l'Shabbos Oneg, is only a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, and therefore the daraisa wins. We said this in Machlokas. Some poskim say that Oneg Shabbos is daraisa. So says the Bir Halacha, the Afiula poskim, the Zegam can have him daraisa. Even the poskim who say that it's daraisa Oneg Shabbos, ukmosha kasada b'mishabura, Shom have asay v'los asay. Still paying your worker on time involves an asay daraisa and a los asay daraisa. V'lo osi asay v'dochi los asay v'asay. The asay daraisa of Oneg Shabbos is not going to push off the asay and los asay of paying your worker on time. In the note in the back, they have an interesting ha'ar over here, because it is mashma that if you only had a los asay, the asay of Oneg Shabbos would override los asay. Because the Mishabura says, the Bir Halacha says, the asay of Oneg Shabbos won't override the asay and the los asay. Mashma, if it was only a los asay, the asay would override it. But it's very interesting, because over here, the asay of Oneg Shabbos is really on Shabbos, when you eat the food. And the los asay is not paying him on Friday before Shabbos. And there's a whole discussion that normally we say asay da ochalos asay only when it's be'idna. At the same time that you be mekayim that asay, you be mevata los asay, so then the asay da ochalos asay. But it's not so pushed over here that the asay of eating oneg Shabbos on Shabbos or you know, using your money before Shabbos for the food that you can eat on Shabbos, the mitzvah only Shabbos is on Shabbos. So it's not so poshut. Yeah, but that's only a hechsher mitzvah. So it's not so poshut that the asei d'oraisa of oneg Shabbos on Shabbos is going to override the mitzvah d'oraisa you have of before Shabbos. The los asei. That's not so poshut. That's what they point out. Anyway, continuing the beralocha, v'zel lo mikri kitvo ve'ein lo. The ein over about tolan. And this case where you want to use your money for oneg Shabbos, that's not considered a case where he asks you for money and you don't have it. Because halacha is that if the worker asks for money, you push it, don't have money to pay him, so you're not over the iser. But over here, you have the money. You just want to use it for Onik Shabbos, so you can't say, I'm using it for Onik Shabbos, and I'll pretend I don't have money. That won't work. So therefore, you would either be mukhir to pay him, or you can convince him to wait till after Shabbos. That would be okay as well. But there's another eitz he gives as well if you want to push off paying your worker. V'chod v'reinu hu davka im kvar hevia pa'ula l'beis bal habayis v'kibel mimenu. This that you have a chiyuv to pay your worker, let's say he's making a kli for you or fixing a kli, is only if he gives you back your kli, now you mechiyuv to pay him. The ilav hachi yesh l'babayis eitz acheres. If he hasn't given you back your vessel, there's another eitz of l'babayis not to pay him today. Shelo v'kabel mimenu. Don't go pick it up from him. V'oz eino over afilu im amar lo hapoel. And then you're not over the iser, even if the worker said to you, Bo v'tol achevetz mimeni, come and take your kli from me. The eini rotzel l'aklo tachas asliros. I don't want to hold on to it. I want to get paid. I want you to pick it up. But if you lemaisa, don't go pick it up. You don't have the chiyuv to pay him yet. Ukumo shekasa b'shidim mekubeses b'metzia daf kuf yud beis b'shem harav Rabbi Yehonasan ayin sham. So again, the Bir Alocha is telling us that if you have oneg Shabbos versus paying your worker, you're mechiyuv to pay your worker. The two eitzes that he says is you can convince the worker to wait, or you cannot pick up your item, in which case the chiyuv doesn't start in. One last note that I want to discuss from the end of the sefer, just an interesting ha'ara. The Bir Alocha said in the beginning, if he only has a little money, ubas sochi lipo avur pulaso shagamer lohayom, and the worker comes to collect his wages of what he worked today. Near the tzarach lidnam la'apol k'dei l'kayim ha'shikosa b'yomo t'ten tzcharo. The Chavetz Chaim writes, the Chavetz Chaim, the author of the Bir Alocha, writes in the Sefer Avos Chesed that if he finishes his work during the day, you have all night to pay him. And if he finishes work at night, you have all day to pay him. So this pasuk of b'yomo t'ten tzcharo means he finishes work at night, you can pay him during the day. So the Chor over here, the Bir Alocha said that he comes to claim the money shegamer lo hayom for the work that he finished today. So you're not really chayav to pay him today. You're only chayav to pay him the next night. They point out that the Chavetz Chaim says, but when it's Erev Shabbos, since we stopped doing malacha before Shabbos, so that would already be, the chiyuv would already count before Shabbos. Even though normally when he finishes his malacha on Shabbos, you then have the nighttime. If he finishes his malacha during the day, you have the whole night to pay him. But on Shabbos, when malacha is stopped earlier for Shabbos, so then you're mechuyev to pay the worker on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. And that's the case over here, Erev Shabbos. And therefore, it's applicable what the Bir Alocha says, that even though he finishes work that day on Friday, you're mechuyev to pay him that day on Friday before Shabbos, as opposed to any other week. If he finishes work on Wednesday, you're not mechuyev to pay him on Wednesday before nightfall. You have the whole night to pay him before you'd be over the Isser. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem will continue and finish the siman tomorrow.